Oh, we can hear you there, Peter. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very good, and I'm just going to jump out of a bus so I don't have a whole lot of noise in the background.
We don't recommend that, but...
Yeah, so...
Now, Peter, you've had a hand in a documentary called Time for Love. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, sorry, there we are. Yes, talk.
Did you just jump out of a bus just now?
I just jumped out of a bus right now, yeah. So that you couldn't accuse me of wrecking this with public transport. I've had a part in a really interesting video which is intended to inspire and encourage churches to think differently about the gay issue.
Okay.
And so what we did was we went around and interviewed people who, on the whole, were not themselves gay, but who probably would be quite influential with more conservative churches, and tried to get why they had changed their minds. And one of the people was the chaplain at Auckland University, Karen Kelly. Mm-hmm. And it was extremely interesting putting them questions and probing and then trying to edit that down to a very concise statement of why people might want to rethink the conclusions they had about the gay issue, which is so common in the religious world.
Okay. Now, the gay issue is just... spell it out for us, Peter.
Okay, so this is the belief that the a set of issue. Verses in the Bible make it absolutely immoral for anybody to practice sex with the same-sex partner. Mm-hmm. And so that means that those people confront in churches a wall of hostility, and we're trying to challenge that wall of hostility.
Right. Is it?
And so it was sponsored by the Rainbow Church that meets at St. Matthew's, but the people speaking there were not, didn't really have any connection with the church.
Is it a matter of kind of just sort of picking apart the Bible and going, actually, it doesn't say that everyone's going to hell if you do whatever you like?
It's mostly to stop the kind of proof texting where people quote a verse and say that proves so-and-so. And so it's trying to handle people who start with who want to have verses for anything that they believe.
Right.
And trying to say, well, those verses don't quite make the point that you think they're making.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty problematic. The language is kind of different and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, precisely.
Like, it gets, like, warped into whatever people's opinion wants to sort of be, and it's...
But that's the way that a lot of people think about them.
Yeah.
And so it was very interesting. And it's not that everybody had exactly the same solution, because they didn't. But I think at least we arrived at a place where people could feel free to rethink the issue. And that was what we were trying to get people to.
Okay, good.
Okay, so if people are interested to, as you say, rethink the issue, they can check out Time for Love Wednesday the 25th, which is this Wednesday. 6 p.m. with discussion, and it should end by about 8:30 at Arts One, Room 315, on the Auckland University campus.
Peter Lynham in the flesh.
The very one. Yes. I'll hand out signatures to you. Want them?
Signatures.
But we have a more serious issue to talk about. Well, another serious issue to talk about today, because I don't know whether you've seen a bit of. Furore going on about a Korean cult group, so-called, active at University of Otago campus.
At University of Otago. I feel like we've talked about this a little bit.
I just watched Wild Wild Country, and so has John. Definitely cults are. I'm into it. Let's get into it. What's going on down there? What's going on? Is it the coldness making everyone going a bit crazy?
Yes. Of course, what it was offering was it was a volunteering thing, and through volunteering, you could get involved. In Auckland, of course, it's been different, because the methods that were used to attract people, at least the last time I heard about it, was sort of opportunities to join fashion shows.
Yeah, I heard the fashion shows.
Yes. So
you've got to be skinny to be in this cult? I'm confused. Oh, man. I can't be in this cool Korean cult anymore. Damn it.
Fashion shows aren't necessarily cults, I'd have to say.
Okay. But, cult-like, though, aren't they?
Well, that's for sure. Definitely. That is very definitely the case. But,
vampire.
I mean, see, this is a finely balanced issue, and I thought that I'd be interested to get your take on this issue. Because as I see it, I mean, people can believe whatever they want to believe yes. on campus, and we ought to encourage the wildest range of ideas within a campus. I mean, I can recall when I first was a student, went from tame little New Zealand to England to do my PhD.
Right.
And there in England, I was struck by the fact that where we'd had a variety of Christian organisations on campus, and at the University of Sussex, where I was a student, there were five different rival Marxist societies battling out incredibly intricate aspects of Marxist philosophy, or perhaps one should say theology, because it always seemed rather religious to me. And I think it's really good to have that kind of debate of whatever kind. And today, of course, it's inevitably broader at what sort of religious groups would you see active on your campus?
There's been I don't know about religious groups, but there definitely has been a couple of problematic sort of groups. That European Pride group was fucking creepy. I guess university is a place where you get to, you know, have a little muck around with all your activities and figure out what you're into and like that. You know what I mean? Like,
Peter, the particular
some
group,
of them are like
the particular group we're talking about now is sort of. Hasn't the leader spent time in prison for sexual assault? And don't they go around and
it is a very wild country.
Target good-looking young women with fashion parades and stuff like that, and then ship them off to Korea where they have sex with the leader and get purified?
Holy
is that the gist?
This is the Providence group or JMS group
It doesn't sound like what they're pushing is exactly a great thing to get involved with.
No, and of course, the crucial issue is, I mean, people have any right to do whatever they want to, have sex with whoever they want to, but they ought to knowingly enter a group, knowing that that's what it was set up to do.
Okay, so do you think it's kind of a bit cloudy when you initially come into contact with it?
Yes, well, you see, for example, at University of Otago, they think they are volunteering to do charitable work.
Okay.
But the small print says, go to Korea and have sex with the leader. What?
Yes, that's right.
Jesus.
Yes, so that's quite a different deal.
Okay,
and I think
groups
have to be honest in what they're campaigning for.
Yes.
And, I mean, they've got perfect right. That's, if people want to join a weird religious group, from our point of view, that proclaims that you're going to also do volunteering for charitable groups, good on you.
That's full tilt, though. That Korean cult is full tilt. Go to Korea and oh man. Have they spoken to anyone that's like gotten out? Far out.
We do need, of course, to listen to their side of the story.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see what actually goes on.
And you may get some responses. I'd be really interested to hear, because this is the puzzle that often with information from religious groups, you know, you hear one side of the story and it's pretty much loaded. I presume that followers will take they have. They will either deny the truth of what I'm saying, although there's some pretty strong attestation to it, or they will say, well, what is wrong with that?
I guess a bit like you say, it's the way that they're drawing people in the first place, isn't it?
Full disclosure and what's going on. Week two, you're going to have to go to Korea and et cetera. Yeah, give me the deets.
And I wondered whether this might apply equally to the big hate speech debate that's been going on, you know, in New Zealand about the right-wing couple from Canada coming to proclaim their wares. That, I mean, what has been far from clear is what they're saying, and that, you know, they sort of say, well, we're not saying things like that, and that groups like that should be free speech, maybe fair enough, and we've got to allow people to say things that we don't want to hear. Though I don't see why we should have to we should have to provide public venues for them to see it. I think they can find their own venues, as far as I'm concerned. But I certainly wouldn't refuse them access. But I wonder whether the issue is that before people go, they need to have a fair idea of what they're going to hear. And funnily enough, the debate will both produce them an audience, but it'll also produce them a very strong reaction of people who recognise what they're going to say. Mind you, it could be pretty messy as a result.
Isn't there a vast sort of array or catalogue of stuff for people to find out what these people are pushing? Not necessarily their cult group, because that sounds like it's more of a tricky, tactic for bringing people in. But I think the people from the far right are fairly upfront with the messages that they're...
I think that's become much clearer in the last few days.
Okay.
What I can't quite make out is whether they courted that publicity, whether they provoked it deliberately to get an audience, because I don't think it was initially clear. I know initially when somebody checked out with me if I knew them and what should be said about them, there wasn't any great discussion at that point. So I think, there's a process.
What's the name of the group one more time, so we can just keep an eye on it?
Oh, well, this is just a couple of right-wing Canadians, a woman and a man.
Oh, no, I was meaning the Korean.
Oh, JMS or Providence, that changes its name in every situation so that it's not clear. That's what makes it so hard to track it. And the crucial thing is to find the name of the leader.
Yeah.
Jeong. I'm sorry, my name is not, his name is not right on my lips. His first name is Jeong.
Last name Vary.
No. No.
I'm running a cult. Oh, damn you! I've been exposed.
But if you look up Providence in Wikipedia, you will find the name of the leader. That he's always acknowledged in whatever said. So that's what you should note out for.
All right, Peter. Well, very interesting. And
all the best with the book launch, by the way.
The film.
All right, oh, sorry, the film. It's a film. It's a film.
So, yeah, very good. Okay.
Thank you, Peter.
See you later. Bye-bye.